Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyson Strayer, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Ainsworth Fire Chief Waylon Schultz about the new fire station being built in town. Well, okay, Waylon, it's been a little while since we've had any big news out of the new fire station project. Could you give the people just a little bit of an update as well, first of all, how we got to this point, and then where we are and what we're looking at now?
We raised some funds locally through donations and things like that. Then we got a big grant from the Washington County Riverboat Foundation for $330,000. And then there was some local businesses that also stepped up and donated some money, a couple banks in town, and one of the local rock quarries donated us quite a bit of money to help with the project and fund the rest of it. We're still accepting donations at this time just to help pay for some of the rest of the project so we can put a few other things into the building. But this time we're moving forward. We ran into a little bit of an issue. We found some asbestos in the current building that we're in, and it had to be mitigated and torn out, so there's a waiting period there. So the local DNR was great to work with, and we got that all taken care of and removed, and so demolition should be able to start this next week to get the old building torn down, and then we can start putting the new one up right after that.
Anyone listening that might want to donate or get involved in this, what is the need? Why does this new fire station need to happen here?
So our old building, it was kind of more a safety concern. Our equipment had outgrown it, so all the trucks parked in there was really tight. We had firefighters getting dressed in between trucks when they were pulling out, things like that. And then also the old structure was basic old pole building or like a machine shed you'd see built in a rural setting. So the wood posts were just put in the ground, and those were all rotten off. And then our building would flood and things like that when it rained really hard. So the building was really past its life expectancy, so it was time to upgrade to a new building that's going to be bigger to house our equipment better. We'll have more room for training, bigger meeting space and things like that. That'll just really improve our department overall and be a huge asset to the Ainsworth and surrounding areas.
Now, is this being built on top of where the old location is, or was this a completely different lot that you guys are building upon?
Nope, so it'll be in the same exact spot as what the current building is. So that's kind of what's taken so long now in the demolition phase due to the, you know, finding the older materials in the building that we had to get mitigated. There's processes you have to take to get rid of that stuff and to do the demo. So that's what's taken the longer period of time now, but we're past that point. So it'll be a bigger building, so it's actually going to be turned on the same lot that we're in right now. So our garage doors will face towards Highway 92, which will make it a lot easier for our trucks to pull in and out of the garage.
Now, if this is being built upon the old one, where you're going to tear down the old building and then build a new one, how are you guys going to operate in the time in between there?
Actually, our trucks have been out of the old building now for about 2.5 to 3 weeks. And we moved those out to the Washington County Conservation Maintenance Building out at Mar Park. We worked with Zach and the conservation board out there, and they're gracious enough to make some room in their building for us to at least get our trucks in. So we got our trucks in out there, which it's about a mile outside of town from where our current fire station was, to the Mar Park building. So it'll take us a little bit extra time to respond, but not a lot. So really the public shouldn't see any kind of change in our response time or anything like that.
Now, you guys have done so much for the public. Fire stations do. You've helped so many people around here. What does it mean to you guys to see the community kind of rallying behind you and so many of these local businesses chipping in to help out?
It really has been unbelievable. When we set out, we never figured that we'd be able to raise the kind of money that we have. You know, on top of the $330,000 from the Riverboat Foundation, which really, that's what really put the project over the top and was able to happen. But we've raised, you know, money just through generous donations, over $40,000 from just the public and those local businesses. And that's, without those donations, the project never would have happened for sure. Still, those monetary donations help till the project's over. We do have to borrow a little bit of money, but not a lot, so that the donations that still come in will help cover that cost, and so we don't have to pay that out of our own checking account or use tax dollars for it.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Waylon Schultz. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyson Strayer with KCII News.